Thank you so much, Michael. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White for our Fugitive of the Week. And we're looking for somebody from out of town that could be in town.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for Mr. Eric Jeffrey Roman. He's got a lot of ties to the Nashville area, but we don't know exactly where he is right now. He's wanted by the Nashville Police Department for failure to register as a sex offender, duty to report. He's done this before, so this isn't his first go-around with us or with Nashville PD. So we're looking for some help. He uses the alias of Money. He is a white male, only 31 years of age, born in Brooklyn, New York, 5'6", 155 pounds, has hazel eyes and brown hair. Has a bunch of tattoos, some of which you might see. On his left forearm, he has the name Asia. On his chest, the name Cynthia. On his abdomen, Moe. On his right arm, is fully sleeved. On his right forearm, he has a $100 bill. On his right hand, he has Brooklyn. And on his left hand, he has Boy and 718, which is the Brooklyn area code. He's required to register a sex offender for life due to a 2008 conviction of both two counts of felonious sexual assault and one count of aggravated felonious sexual assault on a victim under the age of 18 years of age. All of this stuff kind of occurred down in Nashua, so thinking he could still be in that area, but trying to lay low. But, of course, with his ties to Brooklyn, New York, is the possibility he could have fled the area and gone back there, too. So hopefully somebody will recognize one of the three photos we have and can give us a shout and let us know where to find him.
Wow. And if somebody gives you a tip and says, yes, I think he did move back to Brooklyn, and would you then therefore get a hold of our friends in New York?
We absolutely would. We have a task force down there that works very well with us, and obviously they came up recently on that homicide case. We have a great working partnership with all of our task force across the country, so it's literally a phone call away and just a quick ask, and they take that stuff very seriously. And they'll jump right on it for us. So any information, whether it's New Hampshire, New York, Mass, Vermont, we'd love to hear it anywhere he is. We'd like to track him down and have a conversation with Mr. Roman and get him back in front of a judge.
Right. And because then when he does register, then he just kind of stays in touch with people to make sure he's staying out of trouble.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, as a level three registered sex offender, they're the ones that they believe are most likely to reoffend, so that's why we do this. That's why they have the public list, so people can look that up and see who their neighbors are and make sure they aren't sex offenders, and just have that extra awareness, you know, of, you know, being a parent, you want to know who the people are that you need to be wary of in your neighborhood, near your schools, near your playgrounds, parks, and that's just a common sense thing to do, and most people do that nowadays, and I think it works out for the benefit of all of us.
Yep. Absolutely. And again, if he would just do that, then nobody would be chasing him.
Exactly. And he's been doing that for years, but for some reason this past time, he decided he didn't want to do that this time. So apparently he had originally called and scheduled an appointment to do it, followed up and said, oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm on vacation. They called to try to make a follow-up appointment and unable to get a hold of him. It appears that his phone is dead. Tried contacting a relative to make that arrangement, and that fell through. And so there's been no contact in the past couple of months, so that's why they're a little bit more concerned about Mr. Roman. And hopefully we can get to the bottom of this and get this straightened out.
That's how we do it. All right, if anybody does have a tip, how can we pass it on?
You can reach out at our main number, 603-225-1632. You can ask to speak to Criminal Investigator Deputy U.S. Marshal Grillo, or you can go right to the poster. We have a couple of links. One says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP, followed by any information, to the phone number TIP411. Again, completely anonymous, as I always say. We don't need to put your name in any reports. It's all about tracking down Mr. Roman and getting him in front of a judge. You don't need to testify against him. We don't need to do anything like that. It's just about finding him.
Absolutely. It's that simple, and that's why we do this each and every week, just to get the bad guys off the street. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir, and we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we'll have some good news about Mr. Roman and maybe some others.
That'd be great. In the meantime, we will post this interview and some pictures at thepulseofnh.com. It's a Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.